This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Joel Lopez. Date of birth is January 13, 1967. Case ID number 194-0074. Date of exam, January 4th, 2022. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that he has had COVID-19 early in 2019. However, it wasn't diagnosed with the test. He states that he had fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. He has not been tested for COVID-19, but has had two vaccinations for COVID-19 in 2021. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right arm and shoulder pain, neck and back pain, and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked on the oil fields as a worker for 19 years. During that time, he worked 24-hour shifts, 7 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his brother, and he is presently not on disability or receiving any kind of disability benefits. Allegations number one, right arm and shoulder injury and pain. Number two, neck and back pain. And number three, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations, number one, right arm and shoulder injury with pain. The claimant states that in 2010, he was injured while at work by using a sledgehammer. The claimant states that he injured his right upper extremity and has had pain in his right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, and right hand. He was diagnosed with torn right elbow tendons, and surgery was performed to correct this injury. It was confirmed with an MRI, and his arm is now functional at this time. The claimant also has problems with his right shoulder, but he does not know what the diagnosis is. It appears to be more of an impingement syndrome. He is awaiting surgery to clean out the cuff area of his shoulder. The claimant states he did have a couple of steroid injections given to him for the inflammation, which did help for a couple hours, but then the pain returned. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs slowly, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup with his left hand, use a skillet, and button his clothes, as well as lift approximately 5 pounds above his head with his left hand. He's unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses. The claimant is presently on multiple medications, including ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, TID, Mobic 15 milligrams POQD, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, tramadol HCL 50 milligrams QD, Tylenol 650 milligrams TID, and cortisone injections, which he gets every so often for pain. The claimant states that the only physical activity he does is care for his cows. The claimant states he lives on a ranch. His physician at this time is Dr. Colima. Allegation number two, neck and back pain. The claimant states that in 2018 he was in a motor vehicle accident and sustained a whiplash injury of his cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. The claimant states that the character of the pain is a stiff, aching, stabbing pain located mostly in the neck area, which radiates down to the back. He was diagnosed with 3 herniated discs of the cervical spine and 2 herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 15 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds with the left hand, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include doing light housework like washing the dishes, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing some home exercises for his right shoulder. His physician is Dr. Colima, and he was seeing a chiropractor by the name of Dr. Albright, which did give him a few sessions of physical therapy. As noted earlier, the claimant is on multiple medications for pain, which he states does give him relief. The claimant was diagnosed with 3 herniated discs of the cervical spine, along with 2 herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant also complains of right arm and shoulder pain. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet. He checks his blood glucose once a day and states that it usually comes out between 78 and 300 mg/dL. His blood glucose level yesterday was 189. At the present time, the claimant is on oral medications, which is Glucovance 5 mg/500 mg, 1 PO BID, Januvia 100 mg POQD. And he has been placed on a diet. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. His condition appears to be fairly stable. Family history. The claimant's father died at the age of 55 from a brain cancer. His mother died at the age of 44 from breast cancer. He has a brother who died of diabetes mellitus and heart disease at 59. And he has other family members with hypertension and diabetes mellitus in their history. Medications, Glucovance 5 mg/500 mg BID, Mobic 15 mg POQD, Ibuprofen 800 mg TID, Gabapentin 300 mg TID, Tramadol HCL 50 mg QD, Tylenol 650 mg TID, cortisone injections, PRN as needed, Rabirosol 20 mg QD, Crestor 10 mg POQD, Januvia 100 mg POQD, and Nexium 20 mg POQD. Medical problems, gastric ulcer disease, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, right shoulder impingement syndrome, comma, history of right tendon torn tendons of the right elbow and arm, comma. Herniated disc of the C spine times 3 and herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine times 2. History of carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally. History of carpal tunnel syndrome release in 2014. And right elbow tendon repair in 2011 and in 2014. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks one beer per month and occasionally drinks more often. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history, marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 232 pounds, height 5 feet 6 and a half inches, BP 144 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 38. General, this is a 54-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to a very distended abdomen. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? Down to Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. The claimant is morbidly obese, and physical examination was difficult. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? Down to the second paragraph. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had some difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to after neurological exam? X-ray of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his left hand, but has some difficulty with his right upper extremity. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for his right elbow where he had multiple tendon ruptures, which were repaired surgically. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted, except for a mild decrease in reaching ability of the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to weakness of his right upper extremity and shoulder. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right arm and shoulder injury with resultant right shoulder impingement syndrome and history of torn tendons, as well as a carpal tunnel syndrome of his wrist, which has been surgically repaired. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Ranges of motion and grip strength were normal. Number two, neck and back pain secondary to multiple herniated discs. Normal physical exam and range of motion. His condition appears to be stable. Number three, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Joel Lopez.